Last year was a really bad year for me reading. My eyesight has been failing over the last couple of years, and I've needed glasses. And up till last year, I've still been able to read books quite clearly. Well, not clearly, they're slightly fuzzily, but I can still hold it at arm's length and read it. But this year, or sorry, last year, it got a lot harder to read the books. And it became a lot fuzzier, and so I really needed glasses to read properly. And because of that, and I really didn't get around to reading a lot. I've not quite got used to wearing glasses just to read, and this is the problem. So I take them off, and they're not there. They're not beside me. I sometimes look at the photo of my dad with his glasses still tucked into his jumper, or he's got his glasses on one of those chains, and I feel like I'm fast approaching being my dad, that I don't really need to take that step as well. So I tend to keep my glasses in their case, and their case tends to stay in my bag, and I don't get them out, so I don't read at nights, I don't read during the day. And as I say, last year I didn't read a single book. And this is wrong. This is terribly, terribly wrong. It's not something I'm proud of. In fact, I'm really embarrassed to say I can't believe that I haven't read a book. And so, not that I make New Year's resolutions, and I don't do that, but I've, because of that deciding moment between January the 1st and December the 31st, there's a sort of mental thing that, God's sake, William, you've got to read at least 12 books this year. And so the talk of the book club started to excite me, because the last two books I probably read way back in 2009 were actually two books for a book club. One of them I really, really hated, and one of them was fairly bad. But the key thing is I read them. I read them because there was a time limit on it, that they had to be read within a month, and so I actually read them. So the idea of a book club, I find quite exciting, because it's that forcing you to read a book. However, the trouble with this is that I'm 49 years old, and as I say, I've already missed a whole year of reading books. That I'm feeling that if I'm going to read 12 books a year, I really should read 12 good books. And I don't really want to start a book that somebody else has recommended or somebody else has found good, and start this book and then get halfway through it and think, why am I wasting my time reading this book that I don't like? Obviously, there's loads of books on the shelf at the moment that I haven't read, and I'm sort of really should be picking those up. So I was quite interested in a book club, but I can see all the disadvantages to a book club. What I probably need is not so much to be a member of a book club, but is that occasionally, like Neil twittered the other day, "Will, read a book," and a little bit more shaming going on. It's a bit like that moment when the first key to giving up smoking is telling everybody you've given up smoking, so that you've had to go out there. And then the minute that you start smoking again, is that everybody goes, "Oh, you failed at that." So the key thing I'm probably doing here is saying to everybody, "Hey, I'm reading a book." And so eventually, if anybody's got any sense, or if anybody's got any kindness, if you can now write into your Google Calendar, January 28th, ask Will if he's read a book, and then shame me into reading more, that would be actually brilliant. I don't think joining a book club is a good thing, because I have so many weird opinions about books, and I don't think I'm really sort of clever enough. I know when a book's fun, and I know when a book's bad. So my suggestions sometimes I would take with a pinch of salt, if you're ever thinking of following my suggestions on Goodreads, which is a place that, again, I haven't visited for a year or so, because I haven't read a book. So, anyway, no to book clubs, yes to reading. I'm seriously hoping that I actually read something at some stage this year. Oh, please, God, let me read something at some stage this year. I will. I promise I will. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.